welcome to it. It is a Wednesday. Good to have you here at the Steve Gruber Show. I know you missed me yesterday. I was in Chicago, the Windy City, making my way down Lakeshore Drive and into Lincoln Park and all sorts of places that we were checking out in Chicago, doing some homework, talking to people, by the way, and getting some reaction to the president's summit with Vladimir Putin, a reaction to the press conference in Helsinki that has created such an uproar in so many places. I spent a fair amount of time on the BBC and NPR. They always they give me a call when they're looking for somebody to pick a fight with. The first interview on the BBC Monday, the woman barely gave me a chance to say anything, shouting over me because she didn't agree with what I was saying, and allegedly ain't there for an interview. But as it is, it's perfectly fine, and I bring this to your attention because of the uproar over the press conference and the attacks on Donald Trump. And I would ask you this. What could the president do most days that would make those at CNN or MSNBC or anywhere for that matter say positive things about him? And the answer is just about nothing. Just about nothing could he do. And remember, you know, this is the same press corps that brushed off, laughed off, and mocked Mitt Romney as soon as Barack Obama mocked Mitt Romney about Russia being the biggest geopolitical threat to the United States in 2012 during the presidential campaign. And Barack Obama, you know, dismissed Mitt Romney and said the 1980s called and they want their foreign policy back. And the press quickly jumped onto that bandwagon and mocked Mitt Romney and didn't take it seriously. But now all of a sudden, Russia is the most serious threat on the planet because, well, they can use it to advance their message. Now, Trump did miss opportunities to tell Vladimir Putin to stop the interference in American elections, whatever there was. Now, we realize that the interference, whatever it amounts to be, Facebook messages and so forth, you know, 10,000, 100,000, even a million. What difference would it make out of billions and billions of Facebook messages that went out concerning the election of 2016 and the days and weeks leading up to that election? Billions of Facebook conversations and messages went back and forth. So the impact of Russia and its posts and its conversations and its bots and its efforts were negligible. For those that believe firmly that the Russians interfere with the American election, like the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, and others, they believe the Russians tried to interfere with our election. They also believe that Russia tried to interfere with every one of our elections since the end of World War II, to some extent or another. And they also further believe there was no impact. It did not have any impact, not a measurable impact on the outcome of the election. The real problem was not that the Russians found social media in the United States, but rather that Hillary Clinton lost her map and couldn't find Wisconsin or Michigan during the election campaign, and therefore lost critical states that she should have been able to secure quite easily because she never bothered to go to Wisconsin and didn't come to Michigan until the very last day of the election cycle, the very last day of the campaign. On the 7th of November. So it's not that Russia found social media. No, it's that Hillary lost her way. That's really what happened. And of course, Trump's getting assaulted by the media even now. He came out yesterday and said, I misspoke. He says he misspoke. He's not pro-Russia. And you watch the media clamor. One of the things the BBC was doing, look, it's all of these... Republicans are out, you know, bashing Donald Trump for what he... Yeah, people like Bob Corker and John McCain and Ben Sasse and all of these anti-Trump, never-Trump people are out there. But, of course, the media fails to tell its listeners and its viewers that. They just say, look, all of these Republicans are against Donald Trump. Yeah, the same Republicans that have been against Donald Trump from day one who cannot admit that they are wrong about his achievements. And they should look at what he is doing, not what he is saying. They should look at what he's accomplishing, not what he's uttering. The measurables here, the deliverables here, should be based on performance and delivery and keeping promises, not on what he says about this or that or what he tweets about this or that. What he actually gets done should be the true measure of what goes on in this White House, and for most it is. But for some dishonest brokers like Bob Corker of Tennessee and John McCain of Arizona and Ben Sasse of Nebraska, they just continue to attack, and of course the media will put a highlight on them and a spotlight on them and say, look, Look right there. These Republicans are speaking out against Donald Trump. And so what? But one of the worst, John Brennan. This clown. This guy who, by the way, voted for a communist candidate for president of the United States back in 1976. This guy who comes out with the most outrageous, they said that Donald Trump has committed treason. Donald Trump has committed treason. This is the high form of treason. But from a news conference, he committed treason. Because in the news conference, he seemed to suggest that the National Intelligence Community of the United States and Russia could both be believed as to who was involved in meddling and who wasn't. And he seemed to equivocate the two. Yesterday on Tucker Carlson on Fox News, the president sat down with Tucker Carlson to speak at length about this topic and others. And he discussed John Brennan. It's bite four. Bite four, go.
Which means crime. It's not a question of like, you know, what do you think it means? Open borders means crime. And you look at MS-13 is pouring in, and we stop them better than anybody else could. But when they get through, and then we send ICE, because ICE is tougher than they are. And now I understand there's a big move to try and get rid of ICE. But MS-13, these are tough, vicious people. They don't like guns. They like using knives better because it's more painful. These are vicious people. And you know the story. You cover it plenty. And ICE goes in and they get them out. They get them out. They put them in jail or they throw them out of the country and they don't even think about it. And now there's a move on to get rid of ICE because ICE is tough. If you don't have tough people doing that job, you're going to have crime like you've never seen it. So it is incredible. The Democrats want open borders, which is basically saying we want open borders, we want crime.
Why do you think they want that?
Maybe it's a political philosophy that they grew up with. Maybe they learned it at school. Maybe they're fools.
Maybe they're fools. I think that nails it. By the way, my conversations with folks in Chicago over the last couple of days, and some of these folks are Trump supporters. In fact, many of them are. But they're part of that secret Trump alliance, if you will. People that don't talk about it. They talk about it with me because I'm a commentator and I'm on the radio. And they know that. We're friends. But they don't talk about it outside of the circle. Because they're in business and they have friends. And they have many friends that they know are openly hostile to Trump. So they don't discuss it. Anyhow, I said, what do you think about the press conference with Vladimir Putin? They both said, so what? Doesn't change our opinion. We would vote for Trump again. You see, and here's the problem that the Democrats have. It's this. They've worn us out. There is a fatigue when it comes to bombing Donald Trump. Everything he does is terrible. Everything is the end of the Republic. Everything is the end of America. Everything is the sky is falling. And many of these folks say, you know what? We've had enough of that. We're tired of that. There's this fatigue of anti-Trump, never Trump nonsense when they realize the economy is doing well. Oh my God, is the economy doing well? We've got some jobs news coming up for you here in just a moment on the program. As the economy continues to improve and people's lives continue to improve and America's standing continues to improve. And trust me, they believe that NATO members, we'll get to this in a moment, should pay their fair share. More about this in a moment. It's 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome to it on a Wednesday.